What's this time of the year now feel like in your second year?
It's definitely a lot different this year compared to last year. Just obviously having more experience, kind of knowing what's going to happen now this half, and what to know to expect in playoffs.
How better of a player do you feel now as compared to the start of the season?
I feel quite a bit better. Just I feel like I'm playing with more confidence in the line I'm playing with. I feel like each game we're growing more chemistry and we're just growing more as a team.
What makes your line mates so good and what makes them so effective?
I think Richards, he just brings speed to the line, and then E2 obviously has size along with my size, and I think we all kind of just combine it together and use it to our advantage.
You ever had a line where you had that many personalities right across the board, all essentially in different directions?
I don't think so, no. That's probably a first.
Who handles the most chirping on that line then?
Probably Richards.
I can certainly see that. We have some questions coming in. We'll get to those a little bit more. I actually heard that Sean Richards was a topic of conversation amongst those questions dropped in. Aside from Dad, any member of the Sutter family you wish you could skate in a game with, past or present?
Maybe a few cousins I think would be pretty cool to play with or against, since they're all a bit older than me and never really had a chance to actually have a game against them.
Who are they? Name them.
There's a few, like Brandon, Brody, Lucas. Those are the ones that are still playing.
Who are you texting the most right now?
Probably Lucas. He lives in Saskatchewan, so yeah. I had a chance to see him on our Eastern road trip, so he's probably one I've stayed in touch the most.
Great 6 degrees of separation, by the way. He actually was in the East Coast Hockey League for 1 year with the Stockton Thunder. That was my employer, matter of fact, for 8 years. Dad makes his trips out there as well now with the American League team. Who's the most important voice for you this season?
I don't think there's anyone in particular. I take everyone as the same, but I think any family member or coach or friend, I obviously want to take any advice they give me and just take it in a positive feedback.
I think we said at this point last year you had about roughly 40 members of the Sutter clan up at the house at Viking for Christmas. How big was that number this year now?
It was different this year since everyone's so busy. Kind of hard to get everyone together with all their schedules.
Best kind of an off day for you, Carter Hart, Parker Folds as well. What is it?
It's always been awesome. They're two great guys. Carter's like a brother to me, and Parker's just like a grandpa or a father to me. I've never really had a brother, so it's kind of cool living with Carter.
But as far as that actual off day, are you hanging around the house? You heading out?
Sometimes it changes. Depends if we had a game the day before. Sometimes if we're pretty tired, we just hang out at home, or sometimes we just try to get out and do something, the three of us.
So you pretty much just prefer to hang out at home and just chill as much as possible.
We like to relax, yeah.
It's a way to decompress. So Riley Sutter joining us on the Silver Tips Hockey Show here on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3. Without further ado, let's get to our questions from those in-house. Jesse asking, what was the biggest reason for success on the long road trip 2 weeks ago?
I think just the reason why we had good success was we played full 60 minutes every game, and teams there didn't really expect what to expect from us since we don't play them very often, so we kind of just threw everything at them in one game.
I have to ask, in the shootout at Saskatoon, did you have that shot in mind, or was that just pretty much ad-lib as soon as you got the puck at center ice?
I was kind of thinking about it, but I wasn't really sure if it would work. I had a couple other moves in mind, but I just thought I should shoot it since ice wasn't the greatest.
Sometimes simple is better, basically. Question from Kim. Who on the team has the most clever chirps?
I'd say Sean Richards.
Really? Your own line mate?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Anything that he says that might be family-friendly that we can share on the air here?
I don't think so, no. I can't say anything.
Where do you think a guy like that gets his material?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not 100% sure where he gets it.
Because I've heard players like Sean Avery. Remember that name from back in the
yeah.
day? James Stuckey, in the Silver Tips dressing room, who runs the team equipment, had a great story one time of Avery going into his own office an hour and a half before a game and actually asking if he can use the computer to research guys so he can chirp them during games. Would you even think about doing that?
I wouldn't think about it, no, but maybe Sean would. Maybe it's just a Sean thing.
It might be him, actually. Riley Sutter joining us here on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3. More questions from in the house. Brad Bragg, what video games do you like to play? And who is your favorite player as well?
I don't play a ton of video games, but when I do, it's usually NHL, just playing with some of the other guys on the team. And my favorite player would probably be Patrice Bergeron. I just kind of model my game after him.
You kind of slant more toward picking Boston, or are you more of like a random guy for when you play NHL?
I guess kind of when I'm playing NHL, I kind of lean towards Boston, I guess.
I just go and pick him right up. Boston's always good in those games, even going back to like NHL 94, I think. Riley Sutter joining us in the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380, FM 95.3. From Facebook, George Smith asking, Riley, how far do you feel the Silver Tips can go this postseason?
I think we could go all the way. We have lots of potential. Obviously, we have quite a few young guys, but I think the leadership group can really buckle down the young guys and show them the ropes, and we can really show what all the other teams we can do.
What makes this leadership group so important to this team?
It's huge. Since, as I said, it's a younger team, leadership is everything. Since the young guys haven't really experienced the whole playoff.
Question. Go ahead. Sorry about
that. We haven't really experienced the playoffs, so we kind of have to show them the ropes again and show them what to expect.
Question from Christine Cutler. From Taylor. When did you start playing hockey, and what inspired you to play? I think it's a pretty loaded question, obviously.
I remember skating as long as I remember. Just whenever I started to walk was probably when I started to skate. I think just seeing my family and growing up playing hockey, I kind of always wanted to try it. Ever since then, I've loved it.
Now, your dad said a great story the last time we were in the Saddle Dome. That was last season against Calgary, where you, as a little guy, were hanging around the Calgary Flames during that memorable cup run back in 2004. I'm not sure if you have any recollection of that at all, but as far as how early you can remember putting on skates and skating, how far back is that? How old were you?
I think I was probably about four. I think I skated earlier, but that's probably as early I can remember.
All right. Riley Sutter joining us here in the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380, FM 95.3. Who's got the best celebration in the NHL?
I'd say Patty Kane on Chicago.
Okay.
For sure.
How often do you visualize using a different celebration?
I don't use many celebrations, so I don't think about it too often.
Who's got the best one on the entire team then?
I'd say E2Tool is up there. He's always thinking of something to do. He's working on it in practice, so.
He's gone more toward the sword, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's using that one quite often.
Yeah. Riley Sutter joining us in the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380, FM 95.3. Give me the best way that you prepare for Spokane, Kelowna, Seattle as well.
I don't think we have to prepare those games from any other game. We just have to take it one game at a time and obviously review what the teams are about. I know we've played them a lot this year already and in the past, but we just have to review and we know what to expect and just play a full 60 minutes.
Who is the most underrated guy on this team at this time of year?
Most underrated?
Yeah.
I'd probably say just some of the young guys. A lot of the young guys, they don't obviously wouldn't play as much as some of the 20-year-olds or 19-year-olds, but I give them a lot of credit. They put in lots of work, and they have long hours at the rink and from school. So I give them lots of credit.
What's it like having mom and dad around now for this week?
It's obviously nice, but I can't let that distract myself from the games, and obviously I can spend time with them, but obviously the games are super important.
Full speed ahead now for 3 and 4, right?
Exactly.
All right, Riley Sutter, thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks.